You're listening to the Delta Godcast, a devotional and conversational podcast for Christian youth.
Hello, Delta IC. My name is Francis, and I'm one of the leaders at Delta IC Ministry. I hope and pray all of you are persevering through this time with the help of our gracious Lord. Today, my devotion is on John chapter 15, verses 1 to 4. Please pause this podcast and open your Bibles with me to John chapter 15, verses 1 to 4. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. In this passage, Jesus is talking to his 11 disciples, and this is the last of Jesus' 7 I am sayings in this gospel. This scene takes place after Judas had gone out to bring the soldiers and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees in order to arrest Jesus. Jesus was about to get arrested to be crucified and die on the cross for our sins. Jesus addresses himself as a true vine, and God the Father as a gardener of the vineyard. In the Old Testament, Israel was referred to as the vineyard. However, Israel was not able to obey God, and was not able to live their lives to please the Lord. On the other hand, Jesus lived his life in full obedience to his Father, and was able to produce fruit to glorify God. Therefore, we cannot please our Heavenly Father through our own efforts. We are only able to produce fruit to glorify God through the true vine, Jesus Christ. This truth is clearly demonstrated and emphasized through verses 4 to 5. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Here, Jesus addresses the disciples as the branches. Jesus warns the disciples that they must remain in Jesus, the true vine, in order to produce fruit. Isn't this true? Can the branch grow unless it stays properly connected to the vine? What do you think will happen to the branch that does not depend on the vine? It will simply die due to lack of nutrition. As Jesus was getting prepared to leave the disciples, he also encouraged his disciples that he will stay united to them. Verse 4 says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you." And verse 5 says, "If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." Though Jesus was about to be crucified and die on the cross, Jesus wanted to encourage his disciples that he is going to remain in them, as the disciples remain in him. How about you, Haisi? What are you connected to every day? Are you staying connected to Jesus Christ during this difficult time? Are you spending time with him? Are you reading the Word of God? Are you praying to God in the name of Jesus? We need to remain in Jesus Christ to be called his disciples, and to be able to produce fruit such as sharing the gospel with unbelievers, encouraging other brothers and sisters in Christ, asking God for forgiveness of your sins, forgiving sin of another person who offended you, understanding God's infinite love for you, transformation of your hearts to be more God-loving, desiring what God desires, and many others. We must be spiritually transformed and fed by Jesus to produce these fruit. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're like the sheep that have gone astray and turned to our own ways instead of relying on you and following your way. Please forgive us. Thank you for demonstrating your love for us by sending your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from the power of sin and the penalty of our sins, which is eternal death. Please help us to desire you, trust you, and remain in Jesus Christ. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. The Lord be with you in everything you do for the glory of God.